Welcome to episode 48 of Stories from the VO Booth. I'm your host, voiceover talent and trainer, Tina Zaremba. Okay, this next guest has produced over 22,000 auto spots. He works for an agency in Dallas, Texas, where he specializes in creating auto spots and producing automotive demos for talent. Listen, there's a niche everywhere in voiceovers, and automotive is huge. Listen in as I talk with the lovely Cliff Zellman about how auto spots differ from commercial spots, why he feels automotive is the holy grail of voiceover, and way more. Here's our chat. Cliff Zellman, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Oh, thank you so much, Tina, for having me. Really appreciate it.
Let's just dive right in here. You're known as the auto guy in the world of demo production. How are auto spots different from commercial VO spots? Because I'm sure there's a little bit of a difference.
We're still trying to be compelling. We're still trying to get, you know, buyers interested. But about the auto guy, man, I'm really, really fortunate about that because I've been with the Radio Vision Advertising here in Dallas for 22 years, and I've done the paperwork. I think I've done probably close to 22,000 car spots.
Wow.
I love it. I spent 20 years in LA as a rock and roll engineer. I got tired of working on the same song for, 3 weeks, perfect hi-hat, perfect snare drum. Got hooked up with Radio Vision and didn't want to, stop producing, but I didn't want to do rock and roll anymore after 20 years, So this is perfect. And I love it. I love cars. I love banging spots out. I love doing local and regional spots. I don't do any nationals because that's going to come from your agent. That comes with contracts and lawyers and managers and agents and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But with local and regional, the talent gets their script at 9 o'clock in the morning, bang it out. I get it back at 10. It's on the air at 2. Do 15 of those a day. And it's wonderful. And we'll talk about why that's awesome in a second. But the difference really between commercial, retail, and automotive is the perception with the voice talent as to what the difference is. Because there really is no difference. We're talking about a car spot is basically a steering wheel and four tires. Okay, what makes this car different? If you're going to do a national spot, it's going to be focused specifically on the car. Imagine, blah, blah, blah. Finally, you've reached your... But when it comes to local and regional, it's specifically the dealership.
Okay.
Price, selection, customer service, service bay, hours, testimonials. They've got great customer service. I bought 15 cars from them in the last 5 years. Well, that doesn't say so much about the quality of the cars. It's more dealership-centric. And really, getting back to the perception of the VO talent, automotive versus commercial retail, a lot of people say, I can't do automotive. I'm not a screamer. I don't have this big voice. But
that's what I think of are those big truck spots where you have to bang it out.
Those are the big truck spots. Okay? That's not for you. You're a soccer mom. You're the girl in the next cubicle. When my friend in the next cubicle told me I could get a Toyota Corolla for $5,000 off retail, I thought she was crazy. Well, this is one I told you so that's okay with me. There's characters, there's the daughter, there's when my daughter first started driving Volvo, so there's all these characters. And also don't think of hard sell as simply screaming because it's not, it's enthusiastic. That's it. Anybody, an 18-year-old can do hard sell if they're really excited about what they're talking about. So they're not yelling. And if you don't have that voice, don't audition for that because we know we can hear instantly whether or not this is a real voice and this is not. So automotive, here's another big difference. You get four a day. It doesn't stop.
Wow.
Think about this. You've got, in the United States at any given time, you've got 15, 16 automotive manufacturers. Each one of those manufacturers has 5 or 6 different models. Each model needs an advertisement. And each ad is only good for 7 days because the incentives change, the prices change, the sale changes, the event changes.
So you have constant work then coming in.
It's non. So I don't know if you can see my board over here, but this is my production calendar. You probably can't see it, but this is my production calendar. And I don't know if you can see, but this is Sunday. Hello, Sunday. Yeah, we work on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Last week was even worse. Actually, I should say last week was even better.
Okay, so let me ask you though, real quick, because are you seeing more women who are like the soccer moms being able to do regional and local stuff?
9 years ago at FAFCON 2, mm-hmm. You know FAFCON?
Yes, I do.
It was my first one. That was my first FAFCON. I went to FAFCON not to learn anything about voiceover or acting or production or gear or any of that stuff. Humbly, I say that. I went to meet new voice talent for my agency. I was the only buyer in a room of 100 voice talents. It was wonderful. Anyway, I met 100 of my best friends. But I stood up in front of a group, 100 people, they don't know me. I said, y'all don't know who I am, but you will. I am going to work very, very hard to bring down the temperature of automotive. This was during, you know, all the issues in the Middle East. There's always issues in the Middle East. The government, the schools, and drugs, and horrible things, and we're parents, and we're worried all the time. We don't want to be yelled at anymore.
Yeah.
There's a way to say, to create urgency without saying, if you don't show up, you lose out. Okay, if somebody's going to give me an ultimatum, I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to go play with my kids. You know, I don't want to hear that anymore. So I've been really pretty successful in bringing in a lot of women. And I want you to listen too, after we have this talk for the next week, listen to car spots, either on the radio or on TV. And you'll notice that almost 40, maybe 50% of them now are female. And it's great because I want to, you know, first of all, to me, women are far superior to men in every single sense of the word, except one, physical strength. Other than that, and this is coming from a guy that's been married for 30 years.
Okay? Oh, God bless you.
So, well, God bless my wife. I think that we get women in there. My roster went from 2 to like 15. Spanish women, and not just es tan fácil, you know. I mean, real women, you know, talking about real things. Women are empowered. The days of, why don't you all bring in your husband, we'll cut a deal, little lady. Those days are gone. Okay, and if they are, run. You know, that's not happening. Women are empowered. Women are wonderful. Women are buying cars. Women are buying entry-level cars. They're buying very expensive cars, depending upon their age, of course. Mm-hmm. But 50% of the women buying Toyota Camrys, Toyota Corollas, Hyundais, Kias, you know, from $19,000 to $26,000. And why not focus them? Why not solve their problems? Why not, you know, instead of saying, you know, I need a car where I look like a man, you know, why not say something, hey, this has 16 drink holders. When you're taking kids from one soccer field to another, this is going to help you. This is something that you need. So focusing women, being delivered by women is a win-win for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice to hear. Because I thought it was national spots that you'd hear women, but you're saying regional and local, you're hearing women now?
Don't move.
I'm not moving.
This is the last spot I just finished. Stand by. Tell me if you can hear this.
Okay.
Rusty Wallace. After 10 long years, Cash for Clunkers is back. Only at Rusty Wallace Honda.
Cash for Clunkers with 25 or even
now we have the guy.
Repeat for any trade.
Ha, I'm Dustin.
Now we have the daughter of the owner.
For the reliability of a new Honda from Rusty Wallace.
Just bring your
now back to my female BO.
Road just off 635 in Dallas and receive up to $3,500 paid toward any trade.
Then drive off on a new Honda Civic from $199 a month. Accords and CRVs from $299 a month.
Is that awesome?
Yeah, no, that's really great to hear that there's, I definitely had it wrong. So tell me, why do you think that automotive is the holy grail here? Because I've heard that.
I have said that, and boy, did that stick.
It stuck, my friend.
Why is it the holy grail? Because of what I explained earlier. You do 15 car spots this week, $150, $250 a read. You figure, well, that's not that great. You know what? You do 5 of those a day, you're doing fine. I don't care who you are, right? You know, plus here's another thing, and I'm not being nasty, but when you get a car spot, if you can't read it in 10 minutes, I'm not saying that you're not, you know, whoever is not, you know, ready. They're just not the right person for that spot.
Right.
You
know,
you get, I teach the 15 points of a car spot. There's 15 specific points within a car spot. Not every car spot has all 15. But every line in a car spot is one of those 15 points.
Can you share a couple?
Sure. Like all films, there's always location establishment. Mm-hmm. Movie starts, you see the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, in San Francisco, you see the trams, you know, in Chicago, the elevated, you know, you see the Statue of Liberty, you know where you are. Most automotive spots will start with here in Texas. I'm a farmer. I'm a soccer mom in Colorado. You know, in California, the traffic in LA is getting worse. So establishing, then character establishment. So we'll go back to the first one. Here, you know, the traffic in LA is horrible. And I've got to drive five kids to blah, 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 to the cello practice, flute practice, soccer, basketball, blah, blah, blah. Then there's creation of urgency. And then I'm not doing them in any particular order. Creation of urgency, point of sale, where to find it, where to buy it. Terms and incentives are very different. Terms is how much, how long. Incentives are, pardon my French, but what makes you feel more attractive to a mate. Okay, mm-hmm. So 8-inch wheels, flames on the side. You know, those are all incentives. 0% financing is not considered an incentive. It's a term. How much, how long. Then there's call to action. Anytime I'm asking you to go from one place to another, come in today, test drive, spin the wheel to win a flat screen TV, pick up the phone, go to our website. And it goes on and on. So there are 15 major points. You have to understand each one of those, and each one has to be a standalone. So that's another difference between automotive and commercial retail. I'll get some reads from people that have never read automotive before, and they're just mailing it in. They're just going right past the dealership's name. I keep saying, okay, look at your check that you got. What's in the upper left-hand corner? Rusty Wallace Honda. Okay, I want to hear that. Their name is on your check. Let's hear it. Instead of, you know, this weekend only at Rusty Wallace Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. This weekend only at Rusty Wallace Honda. Knowing what the dealerships, and again, we're only talking local and regional, flying by the key points. We know as an automotive advertising agency, casting directors, clients, copywriters, we know what we want to hear. Those that have done automotive and are really familiar with it, very apt at doing it, know those key points within the script. So we hear them. If there's a sale and it's 4,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Camry, mm-hmm. I want to hear that. $4,000 off is a lot of money, right, Tina?
Yeah.
I want to hear that. You know, and if a vehicle, let's say I'm doing a spot for Cadillac CTX, and the payments are $7.99 a month, $8.99 a month. That's a lot of money, right? I mean, for anybody to have to come up with $900 a month every single month just to pay for your car. So what I want to hear is that that's not a lot of money. So we do that with inflections. Right now, you can drive a Cadillac CTX for only $7.99 a month, for only $8.99 a month. Hey, you can afford that. There's a lot of inferences in the way we speak in, for an automotive to be compelling, to make it accessible, and to make it sound like this is for you. You know, for 15, right now,
you have to know all 50. You feel you need to know all 50.
Are you a professional?
It just seems like I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I could retain all that.
It's really simple, because if I'll read this line, hurry in now while the selection is still good. Okay, well, that's two things. It's call to action, hurry in now while the selection is still good, creation of urgency. So knowing those two things, hurry in now, make that, you know, hurry in. So get me excited about it. Connecting and being compelling is the number one job of the voice talent, no matter what genre you're in.
Yes.
So that pretty much stays the same. So every spot that you did this week, got to start over next week. You can do anywhere between 8 to 10 spots a week per client. How many local and regional automotive dealerships are there across the country? About 14,000. You send your automotive demo to every single dealership, every single ad agency, automotive ad agency, and every single regional group. Very short, very simple greetings. I am a professional voice actor specializing in automotive. Please listen to my demo attached. Thank you for your consideration. That's it. Want to know about your hobbies? Yet, until we become best friends. You know, voice talent's got to remember when they're sending stuff out, and it's you know, cold, hard fact, client doesn't care about you yet until they build a relationship. Other than that, you're just somebody, you're just another flyer in the mailbox. You know, you're just another thing wrapped around the doorknob with a rubber band. So
who would you suggest that talent reach out to at an automotive dealership?
Number one, creative director. Always hit the creative director first. Second, this sounds weird. Try to find who the engineer is, who the editor is. Because if they like your audio, that's half the battle from their end. And absolutely, editors, mixers are involved in the Monday morning creative meeting with the agencies, the Wednesday twice a month creative meetings, whatever. The engineer is always there. Sometimes they'll say, hey, Cliff, what do you think about Rick? Or what do you think about, you know, Moshe? I'd say, you know what? They're great readers. I'll say this in my head, but their audio sucks. I have to work so hard to get this thing to sound right. It takes me four times the amount of time to get this sounding right. They may be great, but if their audio is great, at least coming from the editor, I don't like this guy. Or if they're good enough and their audio is spectacular, I love this guy or gal. You know, so when you're sending out your automotive demo, always try to hit the creative director first. And here's why. Creative director wants to hear your demo. They want to discover the next great voice for their agency. When they click play on that little bar on their email, don't send them to a website. Don't make them do anything. Click. If somebody sends me an automotive demo, and I know it's not spam because I can tell by the wording, I know it's not a virus because why would we do that? We got plenty to do. There is a 100% chance that I'm going to listen to your demo because it's right there. I'm rooting for you. When I press play, I don't want to say, oh, let's listen to this bozo. No, quite the opposite. I'm saying, God, I hope that this is, I want this to be awesome because I want to go into the next creative meeting and say, hey, look who I found. Wow, Cliff, where do you find these people? So the easier you can make it for the buyer to hear your demo, make it so. If you're doing an automotive demo, it must be exclusively automotive.
Okay. You bring up a good point. Don't bring up commercial stuff or anything like that.
Here's something, and again, I apologize for anybody that's heard me speak, but for years, for the first 10 years, I would walk in with a CD. That's how old I am. I'd walk in with a CD. I'd pop.
I know those CDs.
Cassette back in the days.
Reel to reel.
I have a whole closet full back there. And they still sound amazing. It's unbelievable how good 15 IPS, two-track stereo Dolby SR sounds. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm going. I would pop in the CD. Beautiful demo. At United Healthcare, we care about you and your family. Looking for a quick getaway? American Airlines is ready when you are. Well, he's reading United Healthcare. Well, I know, but what do you think about the voice and the well, he's reading United Healthcare. I know, but the voice and the interpretation, the ownership of the copy, does this feel? He's reading United Healthcare. I want to hear automotive. Okay. Every single time.
Wow.
So I stopped playing commercial demos, which are great, you know, love them, for automotive people. They don't have time. They lose interest. They're very superstitious. They want to do what they did last month. So that's great for the voice talent because they don't change voice talent. Once you get locked in with the dealership, you become the voice of the dealership. Hey, everybody, Tina here with Randall Reed Automotive. We got another great one for you this weekend. So you become the voice. I've had fake people on camera on a green screen for a year and a half with dealership footage behind them. People going in asking to meet Katie. Is Katie here today? Katie lives in San Diego. Okay. But we don't tell, no, she's out on a promotion or doing something like that. So, you know, you become the dealership. They don't change.
Let me just ask, you suggested that talent, first of all, have a custom demo that's specific for the automotive industry. That makes sense. That you send to the creative director. Now, there's not a creative director, I'm assuming, at an automotive shop. It would have to be an ad agency.
It would be the general manager.
Okay.
The GM is the person you hit at the dealership.
Okay.
The creative director is the person you hit at the agency. You need to see which path you want to go down. If you want to go down the national path, which I highly recommend, you must have representation. And you must have good representation that's going to get a Chevy account, a Ford account, a Dodge Ram, Jeep Chrysler, you know, that's going to have that account. Zero local regional in your national automotive demo. You do not mention a dealership. You don't mention a location. It's all image. And then you've got your local and regional demo, where maybe you've got one imagey spot in there just to show that you can sound ethereal or sultry. I don't want to say sexy, but, you know, sultry. You are not going to shop yourself your national automotive demo. That's going to be your agent. But you are going to shop yourself for your local and regional. And here's a great tip, and people have paid thousands of dollars and people have died for this information.
Tell me.
Go to Staples, get a map of the United States. Put it on your wall. Stick it right there. Move the baffles out of the way. Put it on your wall. Get green pins, yellow pins, and red pins. Anytime you send one out, you put a red pin. You hear anything back, good, bad, or indifferent, you pull the red and put a yellow. You book it, you put a green. You can walk into your studio every morning and look at your map instantly, and you know, if you don't have sessions that day, you know, I'm totally avoiding the mid-Atlantic area. I'm totally avoiding Northern California. I'm not even looking at the South. You know, you can see where your pins are. You want to chart where you're marketing yourself. You just don't want to throw stuff out there because you have to fill your board out evenly. If you can do a little bit of a Southern draw, that's fine. If you can't, you know, still doesn't matter. Be regional. I'm fortunate. I grew up in Los Angeles, so I really don't have much of an accent. But, you know, automotive is so awesome. And here's the reason it's awesome. The door is wide open. People that are auditioning for automotive that just do it on a whim, their audition is awful. As great as they may be, it's not that their performance is bad. It's just that they're not hitting the mark. Two or three or four auditions down the road, five, a dozen auditions down the road, you don't hear anything. You say, you know what? Forget it. This is not my thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, pottery might not be your thing until you take a couple of lessons. Also, I have to tell your general audience here, I am not a coach, so please don't call me for coaching. I will coach during the demo.
Yeah.
I will coach for a specific audition.
Okay.
And I will coach if you want to add one or two national spots to your commercial demo. Your commercial retail demo should absolutely have at least two car spots in there. Absolutely. Toyota, Honda.
So what's your process when someone comes to you to get an automotive demo? And how long should the automotive demo be?
Well, that all depends. If you have a VoiceZam player, you know what those are. It's a player. VoiceZam is a company that was created specifically for demos to be able to play each section within your demo and jump around rather than just a linear stripe. It's wonderful. But here's the deal. If your demo sucks, doesn't matter how long it is. If it's 59.9, right on the money, perfect. I mean, if it sucks, no one's going to get past 5 minutes, 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. If it's great and it's compelling and it's fun and it's entertaining and you can't wait to hear the next one, I'll go 115, I'll go 120. So I really think as the technology and VoiceZam is very popular and more technology comes out like this where you can just jump around however you want and nonlinear, I think the time is going to be irrelevant. So how I do a demo, pretty much what I understand, most demo producers, you'll go into their studio and they'll say, read this, read this, read this, you know, here's your copy. Hopefully they've had a consultation beforehand, so they know the artist. Read this line, read this line, read this line, read this line, read this line. Great. Okay, thank you very much. You're done. What I do is I book 1 hour on Monday and we do an entire spot, a full 30, 46, 60-second automotive spot. I don't care. I write the entire spot. We do the entire spot. We spend an hour on one spot. Then on Tuesday, I know you better as an artist. I'll write your next spot on Tuesday for Wednesday night's production. Wednesday, we'll do another full hour, one spot. That goes on until I think we've got enough. Usually it's somewhere around 7, maybe 8. And then I always tell the artist, look, we're going to have to pull one and hopefully it'll break our heart. Whichever one we have to pull, hopefully that kills us because which means we love everything that much more. I will edit the full spot to get a complete spot, introduction, conflict resolution, character analysis, models, all everything. And then I'll cut that down because if I just give you one line to read, I don't know if that's going to be golden or not. I want a lot. I'm a producer. I want options. I'll do 35 guitar solos and spend the next 4 days clipping them together to get the perfect guitar solo. I'm not taking away from the artist because they're doing all of this. I'm just taking the best takes. Then I'll cut it down, and then I'll cut down the music also, because in my full version has a full music bed, full on, as if it was an aired spot. And then what I'll do is I will cut that full version down to 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds, and then resequence and do everything. So the neat thing is, if you give this to your agent and they hear it and they say, oh man, we love the RAM spot excerpt, client wants to hear the whole thing. Usually what I've been doing now is I've been making two demos out of one. One is the national specific and one is the local specific. And if we have to do one more spot for the national, that's fine. I get paid on the project. I don't get paid by the hour.
Are you looking at like Monday through Thursday you're working with the talent where they're recording every day for you, or is it just 2 days? And how many different spots do you usually have then on the demo? For like,
we have anywhere from 7 to 8.
Wow.
Spots on the demo, which why we go to 115, 120.
Yeah.
Just that little extra. So it usually lasts about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. We'll do 6 or 7 takes. We'll do pickups. We'll do triplets. We'll do what I call the heart attack take, which I won't go into because that's
a heart attack. So it's one day. How many days though are you recording with the demo?
Seven to eight days.
Wow.
How fun is that? I mean, you get so much information, and you can tell I got stuff to say.
Well, that's why there's coaching there then too.
That's why I don't coach.
Yeah.
Because it takes place in my demos. And that's for a reason. You know, coach with me, give me what, $125, $150 an hour. We hang up, you walk away. What do you got?
Right.
You got me talking. I want you to walk away with something. You got to be 360 degree talent, especially when you're on your own, especially when the talent calls you directly.
Yeah. That's the truth.
So the studio etiquette is important. You know, we talk about that. We talk about slating. You know, do you have a clicker? Are you clapping for, you know, how are you giving your slates? And then after that hour, I'll go into my room, turn around here. I'll mix the spot for you and I'll send it to you. And it'll be written specifically for you, so you can do whatever you want with it. So it's copywritten me, written by me for you. So you can do whatever you want with it. Also, very important rule, I insist that you record the demo at your studio because that's your product. I could bring you into Dallas Sound Labs. I can put you in front of a $15,000 TLM, best microphone in the world. Then you go home and you record on your Yeti.
Yeah.
That ain't happening. You come to me for a demo. First thing I'm going to do, and you said earlier, you know, what do you do? First thing I do is I make sure that your audio is up to speed.
So this is how folks can get a hold of you if they are interested in learning more about having an auto.
Or Facebook.
Okay.
You know, /Cliff.Zellman. www.a-mazingdemos.com. a-mazingdemos.com.
My last question for you, my friend.
Yes, ma'am.
Maya Angelou says, words mean more than what is set down on paper. It takes the human voice to infuse them with deeper meaning. What do you hope, Cliff, your overall voice conveys in life as well as in work?
What I hope my voice kind of projects to the world, never lose a sense of humor. Okay. There's nothing in life that's so serious you can't make a joke about it. Of course, within reason. I mean, you know, nothing is that serious. Always, always, always do your best. I had a boss that started me. I was his personal engineer for 17 years. Crazy New York record guy. But he said, Clifford, the only thing you got to do is do your best. Be as creative as you can be. That's it. That was the requirements for my job for 17 years. Do my best and be as creative as I can be. Don't settle, you know. Don't say good enough. Okay, don't make yourself crazy. But you know when you're there. You know when you've got it going on. One more thing. People aren't going to like this.
Okay. Wait.
We all say treat your voiceover career like a business, right? We've heard that 1,000 times. A business. It's a business. It's a business. It's not a business. It's a practice. There's a difference. There's a huge difference. And when you run a business, the thing that's between you and your client is a cash register. But when you want to, I'm a customer of McDonald's. I'll go buy. I don't care who's selling it. But if you go to a doctor, a lawyer, a producer, a director, you want to hire a director. You don't want to hire a director. You want to hire your director, who you're looking for, you know, the specialist. You go to a doctor because of their specialty. You go to a lawyer because of their specialty. And each one of those clients that the practitioner is dealing with is a different situation. If I don't do this anymore, they ain't no more amazing demos. You can still go to Chuck or Uncle Roy, and these guys are great. And Jordan and, you know, and these guys make great demos. Lots of people doing really good demos. But if I'm gone, there is no more. Nobody's going to come in and take my place. So this is a practice. Deal with your clients on an individual one-by-one basis rather than one size fits all.
I appreciate you saying that, and then it's a practice. At first when you said that, I was like, but then as you talked more about it, that a lawyer, that an optometrist, that if you're gone,
it's over.
Yeah.
Or at least their business is over.
Because I think it can be really easy to check out in some way in our business too, when there's so much moving pieces to just become this doer that's just doing versus being in a relationship with what we're doing, with the person that we're doing this with. Salman, this has been such a treat to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening in. A reminder, if you haven't yet taken my free 5-day VO challenge, check it out. TinaZaremba.com/challenge. Until next time, here's to owning our voices.